Imagine for a second that we had a direct revelation from Hashem and we have the opportunity to ask Him, Hashem, creator of the world, you created me. Why am I alive? What is my purpose? And Hashem says, here is the answer. That is what we're about to do. To explain a little bit why we don't have this revelation before we jump into the actual answer and break it down into numerous steps. There is a famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and he explains that at length that many years ago, when people denied Hashem's existence, some people denied Hashem completely, that He doesn't exist, chas v'shalom. Some people acknowledged that Hashem does exist, but they denied that He knows what's going on in this world. And some people acknowledged that Hashem exists and He knows what's going on in the world, but they denied that He is actively involved in our personal lives. Those are all forms of idol worship, as the Ramban explains, really denying that Hashem is fully involved in our lives. So when this happened, Hashem did something in order to remind people and give people an opportunity to acknowledge Him, that He does exist, that He does know what's going on in the world, and that He is fully 100% actively involved in our personal lives. What did He do? The way of the world is usually things run according to the laws of nature. Usually the sea is in its normal position. When Hashem split the sea for the Jewish people and made this crazy miracle against nature, everybody at that point was so shocked, and the reality hit them that obviously Hashem runs the world. So if we would be standing there at the splitting of the sea, explains the Ramban, it would be obvious to us that Hashem runs the world and that actually everything in the world, everything in nature, it's all from Hashem. Now, the Ramban explains that when the leader of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, predicted what was going to happen with all the miracles in Egypt, and then after his prediction, those miracles came about, there was an extra realization that the Jewish people had, that besides the fact that they now see that Hashem is in absolute control in the world by the fact that He is able to perform supernatural miracles, they also saw that this one specific prophet of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is also true, and what he teaches is also absolute truth and the word of Hashem, because his predictions came about. So it's clear that the same message Hashem was trying to teach them by changing the laws of nature, if that can be predicted by Moshe Rabbeinu, then not only do they see that Hashem is true, but they also see that Moshe Rabbeinu and what he says and teaches is also true. And says the Ramban that based on those miracles, we see three things. Well, those people at the time, at least, saw, number one, that Hashem runs the world in an 100% actively involved way. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Hashem's prophet, he is 100% true, truthful, and his teachings are 100% true, being based on Hashem. And number three, says the Ramban, everything that is taught in the Torah, therefore, by extension, is also proven that is the word of Hashem. Because initially, again, Hashem breaks the laws of nature to show His face. But by Moshe Rabbeinu predicting that that was going to happen, we learn to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, and that that is an extension of Hashem and Hashem's teachings. And in the same way, Moshe Rabbeinu's teachings, which is ultimately the whole Torah that we have, both obviously the written Torah, but even the oral Torah. If one looks at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos right at the beginning, everything ultimately comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, which comes directly from Hashem. So this really teaches us that everything in the Torah is ultimately the same as Hashem coming and telling it to you in your face. Obviously, it's not the same experience. If Hashem would come speak to us today, it would be very hard to go against His word. We're explaining now that the words that are written in the Torah are completely Hashem's words, 100%, whether it's the written Torah or the oral Torah. People ask, but I wasn't there. I wasn't there at Har Sinai. The basic answer to that question is yes, I wasn't there at all those miracles, But for 600,000 people to come up with a lie of what happened at Har Sinai and all the miracles in Egypt, etc., that's almost impossible. The Khuzari says this, and others also. If one person wants to make up a lie, sometimes his lie is disclosed to other people and people find out he's a liar. Two people have to keep a secret, much more difficult, because if they're in different rooms, they have to keep the same story and tell everybody. 100 people to keep a secret and all living on different parts of the world, that secret's going to get out one way or another. People are going to ask questions. They're going to receive different responses from the 100 candidates and the secret's going to get out. 600,000 people making up the same story. There were 600,000 people initially there and they pass it down from generation to generation. They tell you what happened. Very difficult to believe that is a made-up lie. Can one have absolute evidence of that? No, that is impossible to prove, but that is certainly very compelling evidence that the Torah is 100% true and that everything in the Torah comes from Hashem.